Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Hello and welcome to Loose Units, Loose Ends, the weekly spin-off podcast in which I sit down with Dad, who's an ex-cop, and we talk absolute gobshite. Dad, Tegan's just gone and posted a picture of me from Steampunks on the Dish Island Instagram page, because this week we talked with James Sherry, the host of Amazing. Do you remember Amazing? Amazing was that kid's show that...
Was I a kid then?
No, you were an adult at this point. It was the 90s, and basically he would get two teams from different schools, right? Mm. Usually in the same area, you know, the same kind of geographical region, and then pit them against each other every weeknight. And then all the kids had to run around these mazes. Anyway, it was this kind of like iconic benchmark pop cultural movement in Australia. It was such a big show. So he popped on the show, and it turns out he's a fan of Steampunks, which is the kids quiz show I hosted from 2012 through 2017 on the ABC. And he was just rattling off things he liked about it. And Dad, that is like, I mean, it's like being a guitarist and having Paul McCartney tell you he likes your work. I mean, it was really, it was a very, very big deal. Anyway, Tegan's literally just posted a picture of me in my Steampunks regalia. And it's pretty, I mean, 10 years ago was Steampunks. It kicked off 10 years ago on the ABC.
I cannot believe that the ABC got rid of that show. It was phenomenal. I actually used to go on set and visit you.
Yeah, you can't. Well, look, the moment you came to visit the set was genuinely one of my favorite moments in my life.
It
was.
Thank you, thank you. But all the crew, like you were actually, you were working with the kids, and they had so many cameras set up. It was a huge production, and I remember one of the things you used to do was try and make the crew laugh, and the crew genuinely thought you were amazing. And I'll never forget, we went down this sort of like a hallway. We came to this room, and the room had a star on the door with your name.
That's right.
And we went in, and I was so shocked because someone came in and said, "Oh, would you like some lunch for you and your guest?" And you said, "Oh, this is my dad." And they brought fresh sashimi in, like a platter.
I mean, Dad, to be fair, I think they were selling that at the CAF downstairs. But yeah, look, it was, long story short, it was, you know, an aircraft hangar size set. But having James Sherry come on Dish Island and talk to us, and to have him, you know, openly acknowledge that he knows my show and that he really liked it was a very big deal. So if you haven't already listened to and subscribed to Dish Island, head across and listen now. Anyway.
But also, Paul, I saw him on, and this is not, I'm not sort of doing a promo for the ABC, believe you me, but he was on Hard Quiz, and what a likable bloke. He was just so, I'd say, again, I mean, you've interviewed a few people on that show, that comedian a few weeks ago, the British comedian, who's just lovable, but James Sherry, I would actually really like to meet him.
He was fantastic.
He just seems so real and fair dinkum.
Yeah.
And slightly self-deprecating. He certainly was on Hard Quiz.
He's very smart. He's very funny. And, you know, he hosted Saturday Disney for years as well. And he's been on a whole bunch of stuff. But he's kind of this, like, icon of the Australian TV landscape. He's got this huge entry. Dad, you know there's, like, a wiki for everything? There's just there is a wiki for Australian quiz shows, right? And the entry for Amazing is huge. It turns out, over the years, they had about 2,600 kids come onto set. I had 140, which is still a lot, but 2,600.
Staggering.
That's an entire generation. Sorry, Dad, what is that? What's that bird outside?
Oh, we have multiple birds outside.
Yeah,
it's like living in a sanctuary. I mean, everyone knows we had the Win with the Bird saga.
Oh, no, I don't think people do know that there was a Win with the Bird saga. Was there a Win?
She was notified to sort of stop feeding the birds, mm-hmm. all 10,000 of them, and she did. And then a few weeks, or like a few days after the incident sort of seemed to sort of go a bit quiet, I actually went down the road and looked back up to her balcony, and I could see her with a big black blanket, and she was actually fanning the birds away, getting rid of them.
Well, that's excellent. Well done.
It's a good result.
Well done, all.
Yeah. Now, Paul...
Sorry, go on.
Well, you made an analogy a few minutes ago, and you mentioned a guitar, didn't you?
Did I?
Yes, something about the Beatles' guitar or... I don't know, something. I mean, the listeners will hear it. And, Paul, I've just sent you... That's so weird, because we haven't discussed guitars, have we?
No. Okay, so, listeners, full disclosure... My phone just went off, and Dad has sent me three photographs of a guitar inside a guitar case. I'm zooming in now. It's a Gibson? No, it's a Harmony.
Yep.
Okay.
Early 60s?
Yep. Yep.
I mean, what do you think of it?
It's nice.
Really nice. And you see the pickups?
What's the significance?
The significance is, listeners and dearest Paul, that, you know, this suburb is a suburb where... It just keeps giving. You know, I'm walking along the street. I see some rare Japanese pottery just out on someone's fence. Because people do that. When they leave, they just leave things for people to collect. And I've actually done quite well. You know, picking up stuff. I know it sounds weird. But I have a pretty good eye and I can spot something valuable from a fair distance. And... Christine and I are walking down the street. It's a Saturday morning, last Saturday. Incredibly crowded, sunny day. There is a skip outside a block of units. I mean, it's a very salubrious block of units. As Paul, you know that in this area, you know, it's not a shoddy, shabby area, is it?
No.
There's a bit of money in the area.
It's very salubrious.
Yeah. And I'm always scanning. And in my experience, having been an antique dealer, because I've been to so many deceased estates where people get a skip in the driveway, they just clear the contents out and they think they know what they're doing and they, you know, they call the antique dealers in and then I say to them, oh, do you mind if I have a little look in the skip on my way out? And they go, yeah, not a prob. Invariably, I find treasures in the skip. Which is kind of cool because I don't have to pay for them. So I'm looking at this skip. It's opposite quite a well-known coffee shop. People everywhere. I mean, it's a thronging hustle and bustle Saturday morning in Sydney. Everything's just plum dandy. I glance over to my left and I see a guitar case in the skip. Now... Obviously, lots of people have seen the guitar case. It's very obvious. But a part of me, there's this weird social, moral, weird thing that happens to you when you see something that's obviously been tossed out.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit UH1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
And there's a sense of, am I going to be slightly ashamed in front of all these people to make a beeline for the skip, reach in and grab this guitar case? And the guitar, this skip has been outside this block of units now for approximately 1 month. They're doing a major renovation. They have filled this skip up probably twice a week with bricks, rubble, render. It's just, it must be the biggest, sort of refurbishment of a 1920s apartment. I'll tell you, Paul, remember the beautiful apartment that the four of us went and viewed, and you and Tegan said if ever you could afford to, you'd love to buy the apartment?
Yes.
That's the building. It's right outside that. And when I reached over and grabbed this guitar case, it was very heavy. And my brain immediately thought it has to be full of bricks or a body. It was unusually heavy.
But at no point did it occur to you that it would contain a guitar.
Not a chance.
You wouldn't put a guitar in the garbage.
No. And, you know, looking at the case, it's all of the four hinges are well and truly rusted. So it's got some age to it. And as I'm walking down the street carrying this guitar, I wanted to sort of stand tall. The people that had seen me do this, they'd have their own thoughts, of course. But then as you sort of start to continue your walk towards home, you get to see other people and they just think, oh, this guy's a musician. They haven't seen me take it from the skip. This is how my brain's working. And I got a little bit excited. And I thought, it was almost like a living dream, and I was starting to, but I couldn't sort of, the weight of this thing was heavy, but I, in fairness, I don't think I've ever carried what could possibly be a 1960s electric guitar. I had no idea. I was still convinced that it actually had something else in it, like just more rubbish. So we get to our block of units, and I said to Christine, look, how about we walk round the side and underneath near the ute? And I found a low sort of constructed brick wall, and I sort of delicately placed the guitar case on the wall. Christine and I are standing there, and I furtively and very slowly and very deliberately, almost agonizingly, unlocked the four clips and slowly opened the case, really slowly. And what did I see inside the case, Paul?
Well, because of the way you structured this story, it was a guitar.
Yes, but not just any guitar.
If you'd sent me the photos now, this would be thrilling.
Oh, God.
I'd be like, holy shit.
Well, yeah, but
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. But I was so, I couldn't believe what I was looking at. Right. It is a thing of beauty.
Did you clean it up at all?
I haven't touched it.
So that, hang on. So the photo, that's, okay, so that's impressive. That you're saying that's how it looked.
That's how it is.
That's great.
And I just couldn't, I was in shock. It's the most bizarre, weird thing for someone to throw out. And I just kind of can't believe my luck. So I,
maybe it's cursed.
Maybe. I then started to do research on the guitar. And that they were a popular guitar in the 50s and 60s. It's a good guitar. So I put it in my storeroom where I've sort of let things just calm down and settle a little bit. And then I showed some photos of it to an auction house in Sydney, and they got slightly excited. And
slightly.
Well, you know, they like to sort of...
Let's not go crazy.
No, just let's not go crazy, but I think they were talking around about $2,000.
Right. So, free money, basically.
Not free.
Why not? You took it from the garbage. That's free money,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, but Paul, so many other people would have had that opportunity.
No, that doesn't make it not free money. It just means you got lucky. That's free money.
I think it's a bit of skill involved.
What skill?
Well, being alert.
Hang on, Dad. What I'm trying to say is that you got free money.
Well, I haven't got it. I haven't got it yet.
You were hashtag blessed. I'm just saying you should enjoy the cosmic weirdness of...
It's weird. It's so weird. I just can't fathom that story. It just doesn't... You know, it's just surreal. And of course, when this happens, and it's a rare event. I remember when I got a call from a garbage man, and he'd worked in a very good suburb in Sydney back in the 60s. And I went to his place and he showed me this old clock. Have I told you this story about the old clock?
I don't know.
Would you like to hear it?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, so he shows me this old clock and he picks it up and it's fairly heavy. It's metal. It's in the shape of a sort of a cathedral. It's made of brass. It's European from the 1800s. It was thrown out in a council clean-up in the 1960s in Mossman, which I think is probably one of the most expensive suburbs in Australia. And it never, ever worked. Occasionally, he'd try to get it to work. And he picks it up and he shakes it quite vigorously. And it's got this noticeable rattle inside it. And I factored that in to my quote. This is a long time ago, Paul, when I was just sort of cutting my teeth with antiques. And he said, look, it's never worked. So I quoted and he said, yeah, that's fine. And then I took it home. I opened the back of this clock up and I put my hand inside to try and locate the source of this rattle. And I could feel something stuck inside, right up inside the clock. And I managed to sort of untangle this object that had clearly been hidden in there for God knows how long. And I removed a solid gold Rolex 1920s. It's called a Prince watch.
Hang on, Dad, is that like performing a C-section on a clock? It's like a little baby clock inside a big clock.
Good, very good analogy, Paul.
That's really nice. So hang on, did you burp it? What did you call it?
No, I sold it for a shitload of money.
You can't do that with babies.
You can, people do that.
You shouldn't do that with babies.
You shouldn't, but people do it. I think it's pretty exciting. I'll let you and the listeners, I'll keep you up to speed with what happened to that particular electric guitar.
Hang on. By this logic, have you not shaken it to see if there's a ukulele inside?
Paul.
Yeah.
I think my silence speaks volumes. Now, on a slightly more serious note, something that you may or may not have heard, but it's pretty bloody good, and it's so interesting. It's crime-related.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, well, look, this is technically... Look, we try and go off topic deliberately during Loose Ends, but if you ever want to stray into the realm of crime, that's fine.
No, but this is something that... I mean, I came up with an idea, and I'm not sure whether we've discussed it, but I feel that the police in general, and more specifically the Highway Patrol, they have a bit of an image problem. I think that's fair to say. So, you know,
Hang on. You've been calling them cockroaches for years. Paul, do you think
they don't. No, they don't. They don't. I don't think they use that term anymore.
But you said they have an image.
It was a term used back in the 1980s. Yeah. Because I just think that's because there will be members of the Highway Patrol listening to this podcast. So
You said they were referred
they
to
were,
this way
mainly by actually detectives. To be fair. Yeah. The chasm between detectives and Highway Patrol, of course, in the middle you had general duties, which was sort of the buffer between the two. But I mean, they get pretty fancy cars to drive up here in New South Wales. They get really nice BMWs. They're fast cars. But they've got it's a shit job. Seriously. Mm. Like, just when you're dealing, when you're pulling people over day in, day out, it's emotionally, it has to. And I guess you just have to cope with that type of job. You have to default to the fact that they've broken the law. And it's a shame in a way that police don't have more discretion. I used to love having that discretionary power to caution people. And I think that is very, very powerful and strong and really good for society, where police have the authority, taking into consideration certain circumstances, and say, you know what, I'm going to give you an official caution. I think I think a lot of those powers have been taken away, because it can be alleged, of course, that you took took money to let someone go. But it's a shame. All right,
what's
my story?
Yes.
Well, we're just coming back to prior to that story that I'm going to tell you, is that I came up with an idea that every time you tested negative for RBT, they give you a lolly. What do you think of that? You think that's funny?
I think it's a great idea.
No, it's a fucking good idea. You give them...
Dad,
you
know what? Dad, the main reason people give blood, we all... Look, the nobility, yes, saving lives, obviously. But you get numbs. You get to go to this little calf and they give you little bickies.
Paul.
And you get a chocolate milk and it's fall free.
Paul.
So I think giving people a treat for doing a good thing and doing a good job is important.
No, I just think that a company, and I'm probably silly saying this because someone out there is going to grab this idea, but I think it's a really... And we are moving into the main part of this story shortly, but wouldn't it be nice if you get pulled over for RBT?
Yep.
And most people test negative, which is wonderful, and they give you, for example, a Minty, which is wrapped in paper, so it's safe. And they say, well, that's great, here's a Minty, you know, and thanks, and on your way, and have a lovely day. I think that could be... It's a win-win. It's a win for Minties, because they would... Imagine the contract.
Well, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Loose Units, Loose Ends, everyone. And thank you so much for reaching out to us, because people regularly head across to our Facebook page and get in touch. So facebook.com/loose units. We are going to be back on Tuesday morning with a brand new episode of the show. This has been a really fun season so far, and we're really having a good time. So make sure you tune in next week and have a listen. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. And we will see you soon for more Loose Units. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.